Open your Bibles, please, to Psalm 44, and let's read this together. We have heard with to the chief musician, a contemplation of the sons of Korah. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand, but them you planted. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out. For they did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah. But you have cast us off and put us to shame. And you do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy, and those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us up like sheep intended for food and have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for next to nothing and are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those all around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For he knows the secrets of the heart. Yet for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise! Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. Psalm 44 is set in the black night of oppression and persecution. The psalmist looks in vain at circumstances for evidence of God's favor and presence. Indeed, to all appearances, God has utterly forsaken his people. They have been put to shame, defeated by their enemies, slaughtered like sheep intended for food, sold for next to nothing, reproached, derided, dishonored, reviled. The psalmist sets about to chart a course through this darkness. Whether it's the dark night of persecution or the dark night of the soul, this psalm leads us surely and with unerring joy and hope to Christ. First, in verses 1 through 3, the psalmist admonishes us to remember God's covenant faithfulness. Remember how God has kept his promises in the past. He promised to make Israel a great nation, and he did. He destroyed the Canaanites and gave their land as a possession to his people. It was God's right hand, God's arm, the light of God's countenance that did it. He planted them and established them. Why? The answer is at the end of verse 3, where the psalmist says, "Because you favored them." Deuteronomy 7, verse 7 says, "The Lord did not set his love on you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all the peoples, But because the Lord loves you, and because He would keep the oath that He swore to your fathers. God loves you because He loves you. That's why. And because He took an oath to create in Abraham's seed, that is in Christ, a holy people for Himself. God, the psalmist here remembers that God loves him because God purposed in Himself to love him. And because God is faithful to keep His promises. Notice that the psalmist remembers not as one who recounts a dusty old history lesson. He draws near to God and sees God's work through the eyes of faith. God has set His love on him. God's covenant faithfulness extends to him. "You are my king, O God," declares the psalmist in verse 4. "Command victories for Jacob. Through you we will push down our enemies. Through your name we will trample those who rise up against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. But you have saved us from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long and praise your name forever. Selah." Now think of that. Remember God's covenant faithfulness. Second, acknowledge God's hand in your present circumstances. He is your sovereign and omnipotent King. Don't look for secondary causes. God rules over all things. In Isaiah 45:7, God declares, "I form light and create darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things." The psalmist acknowledges God's sovereignty in bringing calamity. Beginning in verse 9, "You have cast us off and put us to shame. You do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from our enemy. You have given us up like sheep intended for food. You sell your people for next to nothing. You make us a reproach to our neighbors. You make us a byword among the nations." The psalmist remembers God's faithfulness. And he acknowledges God's sovereignty in bringing calamity. And now, in verse 17, the psalmist proves the strength of God's love. "All this has come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way. But you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search this out? For He knows the secrets of the heart. Yet, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Now here is an amazing thing. Killed all day long by God Himself. Accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet the hearts of God's people are steadfast. Their souls unshaken in their love for God. How can this be? What kind of love is this? The Apostle Paul has the answer in Romans 8, beginning in verse 31. He was meditating on this psalm, and he said, "What shall we say then to these things? To all this calamity? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so we see that we are not holding on to God, but in Christ He is holding on to us with a steadfast and an everlasting love. The storms of life may rage about us. The boat may begin to fill with water, but it will not sink. For Christ is in the boat with us. And though He sleeps through the storm, we are safe with Him. And when in our weakness we cry out with the psalmist, awake! Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise! Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust, our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. When we cry out in our weakness, He hears us. For His mercy's sake. He causes us to suffer for His name's sake, in order to glorify His name, to magnify His everlasting love. But He delivers us for His mercy's sake. For His mercy's sake, He accommodates our weakness and bids the storm be still. No matter what the trouble, no matter how grim the outlook, we are safe with our Lord. My prayer is that you will be persuaded with the psalmist and with the Apostle Paul that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.